The Mysterious Island. Four men, a boy, and a dog managed to escape the U.S. Civil War in an air balloon. They are Captain Cyrus Smith, Gideon Spilett, Pencroft, Harbert, Nab, and Smith's dog. Unfortunately, the same day, the weather is stormy. There is a strong wind, and it causes great damage all around the world. The men are up in the balloon and are in big trouble. Are we rising again? No, I'm sorry, but we are not, Captain. Are we descending? Worse than that, Captain, we are falling. Then why are you talking, fool? Heave out the ballast at once. There it goes, Captain. The last sack is empty. Does the balloon rise now? No, I'm afraid not. I hear the noise of the waves. The sea cannot be more than 500 feet from us. Overboard with every weight, everything. The men know that they are above the Pacific Ocean, but they have no idea where they are going to land. The great storm takes them 6,000 miles away in the South Pacific Ocean. Cyrus Smith bends down the boat, hoping to see a piece of land, but he loses his balance and falls into the water. His dog, Top, jumps after him into the dark water. After a few minutes, the other three men and the boy land on an island. The first island they reach is too small, so they swim to a nearby island. They set out to find a safe place to hide and sleep. There is no sign of Cyrus or his dog that evening. The following morning, Harbert wakes up hearing a dog barking. He calls for Top, screaming around the island. After a few minutes, the dog finds them. He takes them to a cave, and there he is. Cyrus is alive and well. He is just sleeping. The men are happy to find Captain Cyrus alive, but they are curious. How can he swim to the island and find a cave to sleep? Top is not a very big dog, and he can't carry a big man. Cyrus doesn't remember his survival. The four men and the boy quickly start looking for ways to make life easier on the island. It looks like there is nobody living on the island to help them. They are hungry, and they need to survive. At the beginning, they only eat fruit from the trees. Later, they find some delicious eggs, and in a few days, they manage to get fish from the sea using nets. Then Pencroft, the seaman, makes bows, and they add birds to their menu. They name the island Lincoln in honor of American president, and the group name themselves colonists instead of castaways. One day, Spilett, the journalist, writes out a list of the things that they need to make life easier. First of all, it is very difficult to build a fire without a match. He makes a long list and shares it with his friends. The mystery begins after Spilett makes the list. To their surprise, a month later, they find a big box full of all the things that are on the list. This makes life easier, and they all are happy with it, but they wonder where it comes from. Is there anybody on the island helping them? The next morning, they settle to explore the island. They are hoping to find somebody on the other side of the island, but there is nobody. They find a rock wall on the south of the island, and inside the rock, they find a great cave. This cave is better from the one on the beach because it is clean and dry and a river runs through it. They decide to move to the cave in the rock wall. That night, there is a storm on the island, and when they go back to the beach cave, they find nothing left but the box. They take their box and move to their new cave in the south of the island. Life in Cave House, their new home, is very pleasant indeed, and they all get on well for a few months. But one evening, the men see a pirate ship come near the beach. They hide themselves and think of a way to discover who they are. Pencroft makes a plan. He waits until midnight and then he swims to the ship. Everybody on board is sleeping, and Pencroft sees that there are more than 50 pirates on the ship. He picks some useful tools and slowly leaves the ship to talk to his friends. But a pirate on board sees him in the sea, swimming away. He shouts at the others, and the pirates wake up. Pencroft is a good swimmer, and he reaches ashore quickly. The pirates fire at him, but they miss. Pencroft runs to the cave where his friends are hiding. The pirates shoot many times at the cave, but the cave is safe. "What are we going to do if they follow?" ask the men to the captain. "We can't fight them," says Pencroft. "There are more than 50 men on the ship, and all have guns." "We have to do something," answers Captain Cyrus. Just then, they hear a loud crash. Captain Cyrus looks out of the cave. He sees a great wave hitting and sinking the ship. "How can this happen? Where does this giant wave come from?" ask the men. "There must be something in the sea. Can it be a giant monster?" "I have no idea," answers Cyrus. "All I know is something or somebody is helping us on this island. Thank God we are safe now." The men take several things from the ship and carry them to their cave. Some time later, Nab finds a strange object on the beach. It is part of a torpedo. "Aha," he says, "this must be the thing that makes the ship sink." But they still have no idea about their helper. They are still wondering who is helping them. A few days later, Herbert falls ill. The men are very sure that they have no medicine on the island, but Captain Cyrus finds a bottle on the table. There is a small note in English on the bottle. "This will help." Herbert gets better soon. Now the men are sure that it is somebody speaking English is watching and helping them. A few months later, they get a note from their mysterious helper. "Now it is time," they read. He wishes to see them. The men find a map with the note showing a big cave in the sea. The men take the map and find the big cave. In the cave, there is a boat, but they do not know where to go. They begin to look around. Then suddenly, a white light shines on a big object in the water. It is Captain Nemo's submarine, Nautilus. Cyrus and the men can't believe their eyes. Everybody knows the stories about Captain Nemo, but they are the first men to see and meet him. Captain Nemo invites the men on board Nautilus. They have dinner together, and Captain Nemo begins to talk. "I am an old man now, and I know I do not have much time. I only want one thing from you. You can take whatever you want from this ship. There is a big boat that can take you home. All is yours, but you must let the Nautilus sink when I die. I don't want anybody to use my ship after I die. Captain Cyrus and the men promise their helper to do as he wishes and let Nautilus sink with his dead body. They never talk to anybody about Captain Nemo or the mysterious island. Each of them start new lives back in America, but they never forget their helper.